WJTL Elevation Worship. Love that song. Praise. Good morning to you at 7:05.
We had a blast yesterday on our Winning Wednesday, giving away base camp passes to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. We really want to thank everyone who called in to win. Coming up in the next hour, we will give a big congratulations to our grand prize winner. So keep it right here.
Our very special guest today from Hope Recovery, our friend Greg Schmalhofer is here. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning,
friend. So great to have you here.
Well, it is wonderful to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out and hello to the dear friends at Grace and Hope Recovery Support Group. Love everybody there and grateful for their support and friendship. And also a shout out and hello to my wife, Brenda, one of my biggest fans and supporters.
Yeah. Good morning, Brenda. So tell us about Grace and Recovery. That's a support group that meets locally?
Yes. So Grace and Hope is a recovery support group. We meet at Calvary Church. We're okay. A support group of Calvary Church. We meet every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, so 7 to 8 o'clock at the church. And it is... for anyone typically struggling with alcohol or drug addiction, and we provide a faith-based perspective to recovery. Okay. And so we sort of model the AA meeting format where it's an hour long, 7 to 8 o'clock. We have coffee and light snacks, and we give a brief devotional message at the first part of the meeting, and then we open it up for open share time where people can share whatever is on their heart or whatever they feel would be helpful for them to share or for others to hear, perhaps. But it is a faith-based perspective, and we know that there is always hope with God.
Yeah.
And so we want to share that wonderful message that recovery is absolutely possible when you bring God into your life.
Tell us a little bit about how God has brought you and directed you to be a part of this recovery program and what you're doing, because you have podcasts and books, and we'll talk about that. Yeah. But tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, it was an unexpected journey, Fred. The church my wife and I used to attend had a recovery support group called Discovery Recovery. And so I attended one of their Sunday school classes just to sit in to see what it was like, to see if I would be able to help in any way.
Right.
And I fell in love with recovery ministry and ministry in general, but in particular recovery ministry. And from that point forward, which was probably about 2007, 2008, I've just been involved then in recovery ministry in some way. At that church, Grace Baptist Church, I then eventually became the director of the Discovery Recovery Ministry program for 5 years, and that was a wonderful time leading that group. It really was. And I stepped down because I wanted to go back to Liberty University for a master's in Christian ministry. And while I was at Liberty online, I then wrote my first book, which is the Hope Recovery Devotional. And that just sort of opened up a whole new way and perspective of how to minister to people.
Yeah.
So the books and then the podcasts and different things are just other ways to reach and to minister to people.
So you now have 3 books,
yeah,
and which is amazing. Where can folks get these books?
They are all available online at just about any of your favorite retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. Just about anywhere online they would be available.
And let's talk a little bit about your podcast. You do that from home.
Yeah.
You've been doing that since 2022, so almost 2 years.
Yes.
How can folks find your podcast?
If they go to the website, www.hoperecovery.us, there are links there for the podcast. I'm also providing now video content on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so some of that is available there as well. And it's all available through the website, www.hoperecovery.us.
And we were talking just about, it's amazing today with social media and with Spotify and every YouTube, the reach that you have, that you've had the opportunity to reach out to people you thought you would never be able to reach with this message.
Yeah, and it's, when I look at the stats, it's encouraging when I do that, because then I realize that it is a broad reach. Now, not necessarily thousands of people listening, but the reach is out there, and it's reaching the podcast from the stats like 12 to 14 different countries.
Amazing.
And then just about all the states of the United States are being reached or have at least one listener.
Yeah. And well, so just knowing that the right people, the Lord is bringing the right people to your podcast or to your books, that's great. Yeah. If folks want to go to the Hope Recovery meetings that you have at Calvary, yeah. how can they find out about that? Is that at the website too?
There is information on the Hope Recovery website about that meeting. And then, of course, they could also go to Calvary Church website, and there's information certainly there.
Yeah. Well, check out Greg's books. You could find out about his podcast, and then you could find out about the meetings as well. HopeRecovery.us. Coming up, we will give you an opportunity to win Greg's books too, which are very cool. So stick around for that. Music on the way from Avalon, Apollo LTD, and more.